Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Goss Talk Radio. Another Monday, another thrilling episode. 5:30 to 6 every Monday. The number you can reach me at is 516-666-9990. Call about anything you want pertaining to sports or otherwise. Give me a call. Don't worry about anything. Let's talk. Well, how about them Penguins? Rough and tough. Wow. 3-0 up on Columbus. Anybody from Columbus out there want to give me a call? Feel free. How about this Gensel kid? My ass, that kid looked good. Third round pick. Wow. The kid looks phenomenal. He's banking them in off people's heads, wrists, back. Hat trick last night. Jeez. Unbelievable. How about that line with Sid, Sherry, Gensel? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. How about Sid? How about the work he did behind that, setting up that goal? Three guys on him. He's controlling the puck back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Dubinsky got wore out. The other kid, Savard, his tongue was hanging out. Sid's going back and forth, but he's just ragging that puck. All of a sudden, pass, boom, goal, overtime, win, locker room, over, up 3-0. The guy's unbelievable. He's just unbelievable. Imagine the work ethic that guy has in the offseason. I bet he got legs like tree trunks. He's stronger than a bear, this kid. Sid and the kids. Unbelievable. But the Penguins, I never thought they'd be up 3-0. I thought this would be a closer series. Tomorrow they can put a stake in these guys' hearts and get them out of there. Get ready for the next series. Hopefully it's Toronto. I'd like to see Toronto beat the Caps. Oh, I'd love to see Ovi go bouncing out again. Oh, that'd be the greatest. Get them out of there. Get the Rangers out of there, too. Oh, hilarious. How about Chicago being down 0-2? Wow. With Taves and Kane, two of the greatest in the world. They were odds-on favorite to win the Cup. The Predators are kicking the sugar out of them. It's just unbelievable. Man, the hockey's just unbelievable. Anybody see that punk Calvert hit Kunok over the back? Oh, my God, it was terrible. Hit him in the back, right in the head, over the back with a stick, cracked a stick over him. Then skated around him, punched him, and put him on the ground. It was terrible. It was ridiculous. And he got one game out of it. You believe that? One stinking game? Are you kidding me? This guy should be suspended for the whole playoffs. But anyway, well, let's get to the phone. We got a caller here. Let's see what we got here. You're on Goss Talk.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hello.
Hello, Goss Talk.
What's up?
Captain Willie.
What's going on?
Not too much. It's, the Penguins are on a roll, brother. Penguins are on a roll.
They look like it. They look like it.
Yeah,
how about them
Broncos
keeping the Cubs?
Yeah, how about that, huh? Hell, they didn't beat them three times all last year.
I know.
Hey,
it was unbelievable.
You say that I didn't get the Penguin game last night. I just read about it in the paper here today. We didn't get it down here. Hey, let me ask you a question. Did that guy only get one game for doing what he
one
did?
One game.
Was it Cole he did it to?
Kunockle.
Okay, yeah. Because I did see that. That was unbelievable.
I can't believe
he's allowed to play anymore. You know, my brother had an interesting comment last year. We were talking about things. There was one guy that almost chased a guy down the rink and, you know, stuck him in the back of the head with his stick, and the guy went down. He was out for a long time. He had a proposal. He said that what they ought to do in hockey is if you're caught doing cheap shot like that guy, and the other guy gets injured and he's out, then you should be suspended for as long as that guy is out. And your team can't replace you on the roster.
Yep.
I think that,
I agree with
I think that would be, I think that would be great. That would stop all this crap. I mean, you talk about a cheap shot coming up behind him and breaking a stick over the back of his neck. What a coward.
And I also think they should add the coach to that suspension, too.
Yeah, I mean, what a coward to do that. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Oh, I know.
And then when the guy's dazed, you come around the front of him and drill him.
Yeah, I mean, 2 more inches, he hits him in the neck. How about breaking his neck?
Yeah, right, exactly. That was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe my eyes. I mean, I've seen cheap shots before, but that was really bad. And he only got one game.
Oh, yeah. I know. He should have been suspended for the series.
Oh, absolutely. And then the next year.
Yeah, right.
You know,
part of next year.
Give him at least like a 30-game suspension. It'll hurt the team, but it'll hit him in his pocketbook.
Well, National Hockey League, they're always slow. We got to, you know, watch the injuries and watch the concussions and all. Yeah, well, hey, how about watching somebody crack a stick over somebody's head? That's worse than anything.
I mean, the worst part of all is I don't even think that were they involved in something earlier? I mean, I've never seen it. That's what I'm saying.
He just got pissed off because he was losing.
Retaliation. Yeah, well, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, he just got pissed because he was losing.
I thought
that's
it was
all.
Retaliation for something. But then, you know, my brother said, I said, no, he wasn't involved. That was Cole, I think, was earlier, got in a fight. Didn't he die by the goal?
Yeah, but Cole, I mean, that had nothing to do with this.
Well, that's what I said. I thought it was this guy, and my brother corrected me. He said, no, it was Cole that was in it. But, that was unbelievable. That was just unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad. I hope they sweep them tomorrow. That'll be it. Get them out of here.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. And see our buddy down in the Capitals are they've gone to overtime twice, and they're 1-1 in the series.
How about our buddy Ovechkin, huh?
Yeah. What happened to him?
I'd love to see him get bounced out again.
They're good all year. When it comes to the playoffs, they choke.
I know. That's why I like to see him get bounced out because he's always yapping about he wants to win the cup, and he's the greatest player in the world, and blah, 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 blah. Well, you get Bond Stott rope. Sid beats him every time, every year. I love it. Crosby.
Yeah, he thinks he's the best.
I know. But how about them Broncos sweeping the Cubbies? I mean, it was
I can't believe that. I can't believe that. I mean, hell, I think they were what? I don't know, they played them 12 games last year. They were like 3-9 against them or something.
Yeah, they won one game at Wrigley the whole year.
Yeah, I was looking at the standings today, and you got it was almost the reverse of last year the way they finished. You got the Cubs in last place, and St. Louis, then us,
and Cincinnati in first.
Yeah, Cincinnati's up top.
Yeah,
that's hard to believe.
I'll tell you what,
hard to believe.
I'm going to tell you something. Who's the real deal on that pitching staff? At Tyon, Jameson Tyon.
That's a young kid, isn't it?
Yep, that kid's a real deal, buddy. I'm telling you right now.
I was reading something. He throws the ball in the high 90s.
Oh, he got 3 good pitches, too. Legit pitches.
Reminds me of some kid
he
used to
pitched out of bases loaded yesterday. Their top 3 hitters were up. He out of that jam.
Reminds me of some kid he used to pitch from Green Tree.
Who was that?
Oh, you know who it was.
I knew one kid, a pitcher. He couldn't get the ball over the plate.
He had a beer named after him here just recently. Captain Willie.
I'm going to tell you something. I'll never forget that Dabble League over there. I got the real birth certificates. Everybody that played, the real ones, buddy.
I know.
Nobody, as 11 and 12-year-old league, nobody was 12. They were all 15.
Well, that's all. It's 11 year old. It was 11 years from when you started playing baseball in Dormont. So if you started when you were 8, then you can play when you're 19.
They even had a guy on the team.
How do you think George Miller got on the team? He still had
there was nobody on that team. It was 11 or 12. That's all I got to say.
He still had 2 years left in Little League, and he was out of he couldn't play any more high school football.
He was using his last year a little bit. He wouldn't play high school football.
That's right. That's right. He was, you know, when you're 18, you couldn't play anymore high school football. He still had another year left.
Right. A little league, he said.
That's right.
He's got
right.
One more year of eligibility, a little league, I said, over Dormont.
Yeah, but, you know, if you, yeah, I remember seeing him in them pants. They were all, you know, they looked like Daisy Dukes on him. He was so tall, and those uniforms were so small.
Right. Right. And then they played the Shannon Little League, and it was even worse.
Yeah.
Tony Amendola.
Yep. That's the only Little League team I ever saw with leather jackets. The whole team had leather jackets. I couldn't believe it. They come up the bat, you know, with cut off sleeves.
And they all had them pompadour haircuts in it, you know what I mean?
Yep, and they had the high heel cleats. Unbelievable. Suede high heel cleats.
Alligator shoes. Alligator.
The shark skin pants.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days, brother. Those were the days.
Oh, brother. They were the days.
Well,
you know what else they had? Cigarettes rolled up in their sleeves. I couldn't believe it.
Absolutely. That was part of the contract. They had a cigarette dispenser in the dugout.
Everybody smoked Marlboro.
Yeah. That's right.
11 and 12-year-olds.
Yep.
I thought the Dormont kids looked old.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there's, you know, you went to Shannon, all they all drove.
Right. They were talking about what shaving cream they used, you know.
That's right.
11 and 12-year-old.
That's right. Hey, where's the Will Dog at? Is he still hiding?
He might be up in a weed somewhere.
I bet he is.
He may
that's
be up in
a
weed.
I just
hey,
made
you get your computer fixed.
Yes, I did. I got it on. I was listening to you when I got you up and rolling. But
good.
But they brought another 1,000 agents into that Columbus area. So tell Will Dog he better wear that Groucho Marx disguise because they're gonna find him.
He's dug in, brother. He's dug in.
I bet he is. He better.
He's underground. Way underground. They'll never find him.
That's right.
I think he dug a tunnel from Dayton to Columbus.
Did he?
Underground. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, we'll
He's
find
He's selling
him.
A Captain Willie's beer.
Yeah, that's right. I'm still waiting on mine.
I am, too. Don't feel bad.
Hell, it's named after you. You haven't got yours yet?
I ain't got mine yet.
Oh, my God. I bet you Dustin and Davenport got it, though.
I'll bet he did, too. I'll bet.
All right.
We're going to see Dustin and Davenport here pretty soon.
Are you really? Is he coming up
yep.
or are you going down?
Well, he's coming up next week, I think, and then he's going to visit us when we're done seeing you.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good.
We're going to try to go live from your place.
Yeah, we'll go live right from here, brother. We'll do that here.
Yeah.
We'll have a beach. We'll do it from over on the beach.
Exactly. Yep.
It's 80.
Well, everybody, Goss Talk Radio right on the beach, Bradenton.
There you go. 88
beautiful
today.
Who?
All right.
How about Luke and Rex? They're practicing.
Yeah, today, Rex has got practice and Luke has a game.
Okay.
Yeah, Kevin's got Rex using a wooden bat. Yeah, he's using a wooden bat. There's kids in there. Said, whoa, wooden bat? I said, hell, that's all we had.
Right.
I told him that bat's
right.
No good. It doesn't have nails in it.
Right. Remember that?
Yeah. We used to. You get some Elmer's glue and some nails and some tape, and you were good to go.
They all have batting gloves. We never had batting gloves.
The only gloves we have were mittens.
That's exactly. Lucky you had them.
That's right. Of course, that's why we're sitting here talking about it, too. That's because we didn't have any equipment.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right, brother. Well, I gotta skate. I gotta head out here, brother. So.
All right, brother. Good call. Good talking to you.
Yeah,
I'll be talking.
All right, man. DA's.
That's
hello,
Murray from Florida. All right, buddy. There he goes, Murray from Florida. All right. Give us a call. Give me a call. 516-666-9990. He's talking about the Pirates. I couldn't believe the Pirates, man. That Jameson tie on, he's going to be the bay. I'll tell you what, he made me a believer this week. I was bad-mouthing the pitching staff. I still don't think they have four good pitchers. I still don't. Cole's going to get bumped out of this number one spot. This tie-on kid's going to blow by him. I'm telling you. If they can ever fix that other kid, what the hell's his name? Big tall kid, 6'8". Can't remember his name. He's wild, a little wild. They got to get him under control. But Nova, I'm not sold on him. Cole, good pitcher. He had a good outing. He seems a man. He seems to beat the Cubs, though. I'll give him that. He pitches pretty good against the Cubs. And Arrieta, he can't pitch against the Pirates for some reason. I don't know. But the Pirates beat him all the time. He can beat everybody else. Old Jake. But, I was shocked. I didn't watch all three games all the way through, but I caught the tail end of yesterday's game. And that little Frazier kid, he pounded a ball up in the center field seats, man. I'll tell you what, that kid, I like that kid, too. I like that kid. Well, they got a good, I'll tell you another thing. If you can take Marte and get everybody raised, I know he's a great few, this and that, and he got an arm and all that. That guy, I'm going to tell you something. As far as baseball sense goes, he don't have any. He's a four-tool player, no head, I'm telling you. The fifth tool upstairs, he don't have it. I've never seen a guy swing at pitches that this guy swings at. And then pitches over the plate, he leaves go. But he'll swing at them bounce balls up there all the time. They bounce a curve or a slider outside, he'll swing at it. Over the plate, no. As far as running the bases, forget about it. Polanco, same way. Stupid. Guys can't run bases. They just cannot run bases. Faster than hell, but can't steal base. You can throw it out. Polanco, I don't know where he's at on the base pads. I seen that guy do some amazing things that little leaguers wouldn't do on a base pad. I don't know what's wrong with him. He didn't play yesterday or whatever, but shoulder or whatever. Jesus. Did you see that kid from Columbus get hit with a puck in the face yesterday? The Wierenski kid, defensive man from Columbus? He got his face broke. He come out and played. He has facial fractures all over. His face is broke. He come out and played. Can you imagine a baseball player coming out with a pinky, with a sore pinky? Oh, 15-day disabled list. Why? Oh, I slid into second and my finger jammed on the base. Oh, are you all right? Yeah, I think I'm going to be out 15 days. Oh, they got to put a Band-Aid on it. Yeah, 15 days I'm gone. Could be 30. Wow. This kid, Wierenski, I got to give him credit. Now, they said he's going to be done for the series, but that kid come out and play. Now, I mean, where's this concussion protocol in the National Hockey League? He gets pounded in a puss with a puck. They take him off. Don't he go through concussion? I'm going to tell you something. I think the Penguins are the only team that has concussion protocol. Those guys get hit in the head. You don't see them for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. He come right out and played. Yeah, broken face. But they say he's done for the he's done. He's sitting out for the rest of the series. And he's going to be hurting, that kid. I seen his face on the computer. Oh, my God. Yeah, real big difference between a baseball player and a hockey player. These guys are tough. Man, they're tough. Hockey players. They are tough. I'm thinking, man, you do that to a baseball player, he gets hit or stoves his finger or gets hit in the kneecap with a ball, right? You don't see him till July. Yeah. But getting back to the Pirates, they finally start hitting. Now, Kutch is impressing me here. He's coming on pretty good. I don't think he's going to have the year he had last year. I think he's going to have a little better year. But, like I said before, I would trade any one of these guys because I know everybody thinks they're going to the playoffs or what. They're not going anywhere, believe me. They're going to win 75, 80 games at the most. They're not going to the playoffs. Sorry. St. Louis is dying, I know, right now, but the cream always rises to the top. Believe me, they'll be there. Cubs will be there, St. Louis. And, hey, when you can't beat Cincinnati, when Cincinnati sweeps you, I'm talking about the Pirates, then they've had a tough time with Cincinnati. And Cincinnati's terrible. Another thing, you pitch a young pitcher against the Pirates they haven't seen before, that's almost a guaranteed win. They cannot hit the guy. They look like they were facing Koufax and Drysdale. A little bit of Warren Spahn there to you older guys. Pirates couldn't hit these three young kids that the Cincinnati threw up. Well, the two younger. Couldn't hit them. But that's the way the Pirates are. That's our MO. That last year, they just, and then the year before, same crap. But, sorry about that. A little cough here. If you want to talk about anything, give me a buzz. 516-666-9990 on every Monday from 5:30 to 6. Blasting away from 84 PA. Now, I think I'm going to sneeze here, so hold on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There'll probably be another one coming here, because I usually sneeze three times. Must be something in the air. Little allergy. Paul, here comes the next one. Yeah. Number three. So what we're going to do, June, we're going to have a live broadcast from Merv's in Florida. We'll be blasting away down there. Oh, man, I'm going to have to sneeze again here. Hold on. Wow. Must be the pollen in the air around here. I'm telling you. Spring has sprung. Wow. Okay. You all right? I'm all right. You sure? Yeah. Okay. You think you got to sneeze again? No. Okay. You sound good. Thanks. Okay. Well, let's get back to the show. Good idea. Okay. What we got here is a failure to communicate with each other. Okay. What's silly. Okay. Okay, now we got the draft here next week. Steelers, not this coming weekend, the next weekend. I'm looking for a real good draft this year. And I'm looking for Steelers to have a real good season, too. Dedicate this season to Mr. Rooney. Condolences to the Rooney family. Dan was a great guy. Part of Pittsburgh died when Dan left. Sorry to say, another man, great man, has left the earth. And not one person ever said a bad word about it. If they did, they're better say it to yourself, because you probably get wrapped in a moth by somebody standing next to you. So, condolences to the Roonies. And getting back to the Steelers for the draft, I look for them to draft up. Outside edge rusher first. See if I'm right. First round edge rusher. Second round inside linebacker. Third round running back. fourth run. No, third run wide receiver or tight end. Now they got 2 third round picks. Third round running back too. Fourth round. Well, they had a corner too. Yeah, that's right. Let me erase that. Let's start over. Get the eraser, get it on the board, erase what I just said. First run, edge rusher. Second run, corner. Third run, inside linebacker. Third run, running back or wide receiver. Fourth run, tight end. Fifth run, here we go, quarterback. I'm making a prediction they're going to draft that kid from Virginia Tech in the fifth round. Sixth round, defensive tackle. My pick for the fifth round is the quarterback from VT. Somebody said they're going to draft a Sean Kizer from Notre Dame. I don't like that deal. I don't like that kid. But they might, so who knows. That's my prediction. Give me a call. What's yours? 516-666-9990. We got the big Penguin game on tomorrow. I hope they sweep Columbus. I'm hoping. The sooner you knock them out, the better. And you get a rest and let the Capitals and Toronto dogfight for the next 4 games. That'd be beautiful. Overtime every game. Double overtime every game. Love it. Love it. What I like to see is Toronto win the whole damn thing, or to beat the Caps. Knock those bums out. I love it. Big trade, Shattenkirk. They thought that was going to put them over the edge. Toronto's giving them everything they can handle and more. Believe it. And that kid, the Penguins traded for Kessel, that Caspin, that kid's lighting it up. He had 2-3 goals the other day. 2 goals? Yeah, 2 goals. He had the overtime winner. But the Penguins got a lot of young talent themselves. They got a lot of young talent in Wilkes-Barre. And they got, I'll tell you what, they got a lot of, they're deep. They're real deep, Penguins. And that's what's good. You got Kunitz and Hagelin on a still hurt. Hagelin's supposed to come back. They don't even need him. Rest him up. Hagelin can fly. He's probably the fastest guy on the team, and they got some team speed. It's unbelievable. Rust is fast. I like that kid, too. Stay healthy, man. Stay healthy. I think Wilson takes a seat when Hagelin comes back. Well, imagine the speed on that line. Wow. Jesus. I think this is Cooney's last year with the Penguins. He's getting older. They're going to have them young kids. I think you'll see Cooney leave and Fleury will leave and they'll probably get rid of Hainsey and get rid of the other kids straight and see all new influx of younger kids coming in. They're talented. They got a talented group, no doubt about it. Penguins are going to contend here they're going to be in a hunt for 5 years. I predict another cup before Sid and Gino get out of here. I predict they'll win 3 cups. They already won 2. Maybe they'll win another one, hopefully. But we're winding down here, and just a remembrance, we're on every Monday. Give me a call. 5:30 to 6 every Monday. Thanks to Murr for calling. His input. Always good to hear from Murr from Florida. But we shall see next week if I'm talking about the Penguins and the Caps or whatever. Maybe the Penguins in Toronto. Here we go. Off we go. And see you next week. Bye-bye.